As a federal agency, Reclamation is obligated to adhere to federal law in the conduct of its responsibilities to the American people, stated Dan Dubray, the Bureau's Chief of Public Affairs. Ellen Canale, a spokeswoman for Holder's Justice Department, chimed in, saying, "The Department of Justice will continue to enforce the Controlled Substances Act and will focus federal resources on the most significant threats to our communities. The cultivation of marijuana is apparently considered to be a significant threat." The DOJ outlined 8 factors in particular on which it would focus, most of them not presenting any real problem. They include preventing the distribution of marijuana to minors, a task already reasonably met with alcohol and tobacco, preventing revenue from the sale of drugs from going to criminal enterprises, which seems no different from money going to illegal activities through legal businesses, preventing diversion to states where it is illegal, this assuming it will remain illegal, preventing a state-authorized marijuana activity from being used as a cover for other illegal drug activity, as if this is not already happening, preventing violence and the use of firearms in the cultivation of marijuana, which could be accomplished by legalization, preventing drugged driving and other adverse public health consequences, as if there are not DUI laws now, preventing the cultivation of marijuana on public lands, and preventing marijuana possession or use on federal property, as if this is not already happening. Growers and others connected to the marijuana industry are resigned to interference from the feds. "We're used to this kind of treatment," said Elan Nelson, a business consultant for Medicine Man Dispensary in Denver. "The federal government is looking for one obstacle after another to place hurdles before this industry," Nelson warned. "Pretty soon it's going to be air. They're going to say you can't use the air because it belongs to the federal government. It's just ridiculous." The Fed's opposition to marijuana cultivation has even impacted the banking community. Colorado's 2 largest banks, Wells Fargo and First Bank, have attempted to cut off the pot industry, refusing to offer new loans to landowners with pre-existing leases for pot businesses. Wells Fargo also gave commercial real estate clients an ultimatum: either evict marijuana businesses or seek refinancing elsewhere. Wells Fargo defends its policy by pointing out that such loans, theoretically, are subject to federal drug seizure laws, putting the bank at risk. "Our policy of not banking marijuana-related businesses and not lending on commercial properties leased by marijuana-related businesses is based on applicable federal laws," explained Wells Fargo spokeswoman Christy Drum. Again, the banking industry is at the mercy of the federal government in its crusade against pot.